Morning, everybody. Happy Saturday. Welcome to Maintenance Call, our once a month little get together. Everybody's coming on in. I hope everybody is surviving this weather. I know here in Fort Worth, I'm right outside of Fort Worth. We had massive storms last night. Woke me up, and then I had the craziest dreams afterwards. So if this is your first time on the call, welcome, 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 welcome. I am Coach Christy. I don't know how I got to be, but I am the maintenance coach and I love it. I love that No BS has a maintenance program and support for those of us in maintenance. I mean, that was one thing I always felt was missing from all the other diets that I tried was there was no support for after. So I love that we have that in No BS, and we're such a fun group. So come on in, everybody. We're going to be talking about a couple of I just have some topics that really are related to the monthly focus about your environment and triggers, right? So I kind of adapted the monthly focus to maintenance, and I came up with four things that I thought would be fun to talk about today. But let me see who's in our chat today. Good morning from Drizzly Gray, Connecticut. Hey, Jean. Don says, snowy Michigan. Yes, my mom's from Sault Ste. Marie. I love Michigan. Maintenance makes all the difference. Yes, it does, Lisa Taylor. I mean, really, like if you can lose all your weight, but you can't maintain it, who wants to keep doing that? Nobody. Hello from Chicago, Los Angeles. Beautiful. Listening while working out in your garage. I love that. Happy Saturday, Monique. Hey, Darlene. Darlene's been participating so much on Facebook. I love your latest comment about Sarah's question. And I'm hoping Sarah's going to pop in today and raise her hand. We were chatting a little bit in the Facebook group, and she said she was coming on today to talk about, she had a really great question that I know a lot of you have. And so I figured it'd be best to bring her up. But first, let's talk about a couple of things. So it's one of the cool things I like about maintenance and how we present maintenance in No BS is, and if you haven't taken the maintenance course, please, please, please go and take the maintenance course. It's really good. It's a little bit, it's one of our longer courses, but it's really, really good. And one of the things that we do talk about in the maintenance course is that it's sort of like, it's like a reset. It's like you lost all your weight and now you're in maintenance. And it's all new again. It's like you're just a little baby duckling again, right? Because most of us have a lot of experience losing weight. And if you make it to maintenance, you sort of become an expert in losing weight. But many of us are just new at maintenance. I never, out of all the diets I did, I don't think I ever maintained anything for anything over than maybe a few months, maybe close to a year. But most of my maintenance time was very, very temporary. So when I hit my first goal weight in No BS, I felt new. I felt new in maintenance. And so it is kind of like maintenance has its own learning curve. It's not the same as weight loss. So we need to kind of remember that and treat it like that. So I figured today we'd spend a few minutes while everybody's coming in and getting up the courage to raise their hands, talking about four, I think, sneaky areas that can make your maintenance feel harder than maybe you expected it to be. And the four things are your environment, which is what Corinne is talking a lot about this week in the membership. Your routines, which is my absolute favorite thing that can be helpful in maintenance, or lack of your routines, that would not be helpful. Transition times in your day, and I'm going to tell you why that matters a lot in maintenance, and emotional beliefs that you have, or I'm sorry, emotional eating or beliefs that you have about like food rules and stuff like that. So four areas I kind of want to touch on today: your environment, your routines or lack of them, your transition times, and beliefs that you have about food rules and any emotional eating that you might still be doing. So as everybody's coming in, let's just talk about your environment for a second. So your environment that you set up, and think, I want you to think like, your pantry, your fridge, heck, your living room at the holidays, if you're like me with those stupid candy bowls. I fixed that, by the way. But If your environment can really support or sabotage your maintenance, I'm not just talking about weight loss, I'm talking about maintenance. Okay. So if you have like visual like triggers, like if you keep snacks on the counter or candy bowls, like I was just mentioning, or if your kitchen is like super cluttered and makes it difficult to prepare food in, right? This is gonna sabotage your maintenance. Whereas if you put foods away that you are more likely to just grab ass or overeat, it's gonna be a little bit harder to just do that mindless eating or that instinctual sort of, you know how like we'll say things like, I don't know what happened. I was just, I just walked by and I didn't even realize I was doing it. If the stuff isn't there for you to do that, then it'll just be so much easier. Think about like social environments too, not just your like personal environment. Because I was thinking about it and I was like, there's actually other situations too that matter, and like your social environment. So like your office, if you go into work, social circles. Right? Like if you have I was thinking about like when you go and have like wine night with the girls, right? Like that's an environment that you put yourself in, and we want to set ourselves up for success with that. Family habits, right? All of these things, your office environment, your social circles, your family habits, they can sort of create a little bit of pressure as well to overeat and do things sort of habitually. So, as I said before, like a real life example of what I'm talking about here with your environment would be, that candy bowl on the kitchen island, that's for guests, right? But then you find yourself just grabbing from it several times a day. When you're not hungry, you don't plan for it because, it's for guests, right? I used to tell myself at Christmas time that like putting the Christmas candy out in the dish, it was like part of the decoration, right? But it was like, like you're supposed to have things. It just, I pretended like it was part of my aesthetic in my house. And really what was happening was when I was tired, when I had a bad day, it was so much easier for me to just like grab a handful. Of course, then the justifications come in, like, oh, but it's the holidays and, yada, 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 all that stuff. But so I really want you to think about when you are, because just because we're in maintenance, guys, doesn't mean we can't participate in the monthly challenge or in the monthly focus. We want to participate in these things because it applies to us as well. Okay, so really think about your environment right now and ask, look around your kitchen, look around your pantry. Heck, if you have stuff in your car, if you travel a lot and you have snacks in your car and you just find yourself like, if you're like my husband and you have like road rage and it's like you're pissed off at all the other drivers, is it just so easy for you to just grab those protein bars that you said were just for in case you get hungry, right? But you find yourself eating them in times of stress or boredom or something like that. Really ask yourself, would this environment help a version of me who wants to stay at this weight? Like, would this help me, or is this just making it harder? Put those foods out of sight. Organize your fridge. Corinne, I remember a long time ago when I first joined New BS in 2018, she showed us one time her fridge, and she had like a salad bar in there. I think I've seen this on Pinterest too. Have you guys seen this where they like sort of make a salad bar and they just make it easy to go in your fridge and like, throw together all different kinds of salads. I love that idea. I don't do that with salad bars, but I do keep like fresh, veggies like peppers and cucumbers and carrots and stuff. I do keep them in a dish in my fridge. I found the coolest thing at TJ Maxx, and it's a divided tray. I think it's called a snackle box. I think you can probably get them on Amazon too. But I liked it because it had a lid on it and it had like all these compartments and then a compartment in the middle for dip. And you could put the lid on it and just keep it in your fridge. And I just thought, this is so cool. So I got it. And it's just nice to keep that stuff, handy. So if you do find yourself, a little bit hungry and you want to kind of level up what you're eating, make it easy to choose something like that, right? It wasn't expensive too. I think it was like $10.99 or something like that. It was really, really cool. So, think about that. Do I need to organize my fridge? Somebody else, I saw this on a, maybe it was a TikTok. I don't know, something. But you know how most of us keep like our produce and like fruits? And, well, I don't know if you keep your fruit in your fridge. I don't. I keep mine on my counter. But most of us keep like that kind of stuff in those crisper drawers. Somebody was like, we're doing it wrong. You should put like all the other stuff in those and put like your veggies and all that stuff on the main shelves, you know, where you can see it. Right? Because when you are tired, if you're just opening the fridge and standing in front of it, that's going to be maybe the first thing you see. And maybe it'll trigger your brain to be like, oh, we don't want that. But at least having that conversation will help you say, oh, here I am standing in front. The first thing I see is my veggie tray. And the first thought I have is, I don't want that. It might help you just sort of create that pause that we all need before we start mindlessly eating or grab-assing. So the other thing you can do too, when we're talking about like family habits and stuff like that, I highly recommend you have a conversation with your family members about what makes it difficult for you to maintain your weight, by setting some boundaries for yourself, but communicate those boundaries to them. Like, for example, my son is in town this weekend. I have a friend in town also, and we're going to be playing games today because the weather is shit here. So we're staying inside. We're going to play games. We're going to watch movies and stuff. We have a strong family habit that watching movies means eating all the things. Right? It's the candy. I have a upstairs in my house, I have a whole like movie. It's not really a movie room, but it's like a loft. And I have a popcorn maker up there. And I have this candy basket that I keep stocked with all the little dollar boxes of candy from Walmart. And it is our habit to, you know, eat all the things. And then, you know, we have a nice dinner plan. I say nice dinner. We're grilling hot dogs, which for me, yummy. I love hot dogs on the grill. But anyway. I want to be hungry for that. So my family knows that I no longer like participate in that kind of stuff, and they don't put pressure on me to. You know, they don't say like, "Come on, mom, you know, have some candy or you know, here, have some popcorn." They just don't. I've communicated that to them because it's just because I have a desire to do it, right? Like it's very nostalgic for me. It reminds me of their childhood. And if they put pressure on me or ask me to participate in all of that stuff, I just have to manage my mind around that. Now, could I manage my mind around that? Of course I could, right? But they help me out when I tell them, hey, listen, I'm just not going to have all that stuff anymore. And now they just don't ask. And it's just one less thing I have to manage my mind around. I also journaled about it this morning. You know, last month's focus was journaling. So I journaled about it this morning because y'all know that one of the things I do in my journal, because I read you a sample, and if you missed it, go back and listen to last month's maintenance call. I did read part of my journal. I think it was last month. Yeah, I think I did. But I journaled about, you know, what are my obstacles for today? And that's what I journaled about. I said, my obstacle for today is going to be playing games and watching a movie and not letting my habit brain or my past patterns with my family run the show. So think about that. You can even talk to your friends, right? And just say, hey, listen, you know, I want to come to wine night, but I'm really just going to kind of, you know, stick to one plate of food and just let them know. So like, then I'm going to go sit over here, you know, away from the charcuterie board. So y'all come over here and sit with me. Most of the time you'd be surprised at how supportive people can be. It's not really about like control. This is just really about self-care. This is really just about like, how can I make it easy on myself? Okay. All right. Next thing. So number one was environment. So those are my tips for that. Number two is your routines. I cannot tell you how much my routines save me on a day-to-day. I want you to think about like those mornings that you wake up. The first thing that comes to mind is like workouts. Right. Like, I mean, I usually don't have a problem working out because I just really, really love it, especially since I took all the pressure off myself for my workouts to be for weight loss. Like, I used to like think I had to kill myself and all that stuff. I've changed my whole mindset about workouts and exercise now. Now, my workouts to me are just about me having time with my body, me just being with me. And I struggled less. Right? When I can look forward to, and I know I'm not going to like kill myself every time I go in there. But anyway, But there are some days that I sort of wake up and I'm just like, ugh, I just want to sleep in a little bit longer or whatever. Those are the times that I rely on my routines. And so many of us do this when we're losing weight. We create all these routines. But then when we get to maintenance, our brain sort of switches to, well, I don't have to do this anymore mentality, right? That's why we always talk about lose it the way you're going to live it. That's what we say in No BS, right? And that means not only your food choices and your stopping it enough and all and getting your water in, it's your environment and your habits and your routines. Those help you too. If you've taken the maintenance course, you know what we say is whatever you did to lose the weight, you want to keep doing in maintenance. There are some changes, slight changes, which I'm going to talk about later. If Sarah comes on, we're going to talk about that. But for the most part, keep those routines. So, for example, if you were, hey, Sarah, I saw you just raise your hand. If you were journaling when you lost your weight and making a plan every day and like doing discovery worksheets and all of that kind of stuff, keep doing those things. Don't stop doing those things. So, because once you do, it's sort of like triggering to your brain, like that part is over. And if your brain thinks like that part is over, it's going to default to what you did before you did those things. Okay. So we want to keep doing those things. We want to show our brain, hey, dude, even though the scale's not moving anymore, this is our life now. That's why it's so imperative, y'all, that you are doing things right now and eating foods right now that you're going to do forever. Because when you get to maintenance, we don't want your brain to flip that switch and be like, thank God. That's what I did when I lost 107 pounds with Weight Watchers. I got there. I swear to you, I was there for a hot second and I was like, thank God that's over. Now I can get back to like being normal and real life. That's where I screwed up with Weight Watchers. So I want you to think about it like this. Maintenance is not, it's a new phase. It's not the absence of structure. I'll say that again. Maintenance is a new phase. It's not the absence of structure. Your routines can evolve, but you still need anchors. It's really important. Okay. So you could simplify your routine. You can make it shorter, you can make it a little simpler, but think about having one or two simple anchors. Like a morning check-in, like maybe planning your meals is important for you. Or just an evening recap. Sarah, when we talk, one of the things that has changed for me is I don't plan my food anymore. But I do journal every morning still. Okay, maybe not every morning. I'm sure I've skipped a few days here and there, but it is part of my morning routine. I journal, I write an affirmation, I ask myself what my obstacles are, and I do an assessment at the end of the day. I do write down everything I ate for the day. I do write down in my little journaling assessment on my assessment in the evening is so much like condensed, it's super short because I don't have the mental bandwidth, but I write down what I ate for the day, if I stopped it enough. And then I do just a few sentences about if I overate, what I think it was about, how to move on, right? That's my new routine. Now, when I was losing weight, I did a little bit more involved stuff, but just an example of how our routines can evolve, but you still need a routine. You still need a routine. And for some of us, your brain might be thinking things like, but oh my God, Christy, like, I just want to be done. I just want to be normal. Normal people don't, sit there and write down what they ate every day and blah, 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 blah. And maybe that's true. But for me, okay, maybe I'm not normal in that aspect, but I've just gotten to accept that because that's what keeps me in maintenance. So maybe it's not normal. I don't know. But it's my normal, right? It's letting go of this version of whatever we think is normal and how we can't wait to get there so we don't have to do all this stuff anymore. We've got to let go of that, right? Whatever's going to keep you in maintenance is your normal. Okay, third thing, transition times. These are sneaky. I think transition times are the sneakiest. At least they are for me. So I want you to think like after work, transition time, before bed, nighttime stuff, right? Right after dinner. For me, my sneakiest transition time is when I'm in Ask Coaches. It's after every question. It's transitioning to a new question. I don't know why, but Steve asks every time after a question, he feels like we need like a piece of candy or a Skittle or like, I don't know. I some kind of reward for answering a question. I don't know. But those are sneaky transition times, right? So think like if you used to like unwind with snacks while watching Netflix at the end of each day or after dinner or something like that. After you reach your goal, you might notice that you start doing that again. Like you weren't doing it while you were losing weight, but then all of a sudden, and I see this all the time. You guys post on Facebook, we coach on this. You'll say, Christy, I'm at the top end of my maintenance range, or I'm outside of my maintenance range. And I'll say, okay, well, what's changed? What are you doing now that you weren't doing when you were losing? A lot of times it's like, well, I do actually, I am eating at night more than I ever used to. And it's like, okay, why? It's not because you chose to. And a lot of times, y'all, it is not some deep daddy issue like, I'm going through all this emotional stuff. Sometimes it's just, I just reverted back to an old habit. I used to do that all the time. And because my brain was like, oh, we're in maintenance now, we're all done. And your brain's like, okay, well, then we can go back to this version of us. You just haven't spent enough time convincing yourself and practicing the thought that this is the new you, the person who doesn't eat after dinner anymore, right? And so it might just be purposeful thinking about this being the new you. But if we turn all of that off and we think, oh, I'm not in weight loss mode, I'm not in weight loss mode anymore, I'm done. Well, our brain's gonna be like, okay, well, how do we act now? Oh, well, it's fine. We can just grab ass M&Ms, or we can just sit on the couch and get the chips, or make the popcorn, or we can just watch the movie with our family and go back to eating all the crap again, right? So we want to make sure we watch out for those. So here's what I want you to do. If you struggle with transition eating, right? First of all, be aware. Know when your transition times are. Like mine, for whatever reason, ask coaches. Every time I'm in Ask Coaches, I hope the other coaches are listening to this and they're laughing. And I want to know like if they do the same thing. Like after every question, do you feel the urge to go get a Starburst? I don't even have Starburst, but if I did, they would all be pink, right? We're in agreement, right? The pink ones are the best. So think about when your transition times are and what you feel during them. Like when you come home from work, especially if, like I'm thinking like of, moms of little kids, or hell, moms who have kids at home, period. Like when you come home from work and you're starting like what I would call like your second job, like that's a transition time. And for me, that was a huge one, right? So think about like, what do you feel during that time? For me, it was dread. It was like, oh, I'm so tired. I just want to do nothing, but I still have to help my kids with their homework and I still have to make dinner and we still have to go to baseball practice. It was almost like I had this whole second job to go to. So if you recognize like, what do I feel during those transition times? And then let's think about what could you replace that eating with other small little things, right? Like, if your transition time is like after the dishes are done and dinner is over and the kids are in bed and then you're transitioning into sleep, like, and what you've been eating over is like, I just want to relax. I just want to chill out. I'm just celebrating that I have nothing to do and this is me time. What else could you replace that with? Cozy tea, a walk, a few minutes with the book. You guys know what mine is. Mine is the Candy Crush, the Words with Friends, the scrolling on the TikTok. That's when I get on Facebook. I purposely save all of that stuff for nighttime because that's my dessert now. That's kind of how I unwind and relax. It's just showing my brain, like, hey, I hear what you need. You want to unwind. We normally do that with a bowl of ice cream, but now this is what equals unwinding. This is our dessert. So think about that. And for me, like, just in case you're wondering, the Ask Coaches reward, because I think it's a reward. I don't know if it's a reward, actually. It might be, I don't know what it is. I don't know what exactly I'm looking for after each question. It doesn't even matter because I know that I'm looking for something, but I get up I get up after every question I answer and I go outside, I go check them out. I just do something else. I just kind of give myself a little break. Sometimes I'll go fold some laundry. Oh, maybe it's a break. Maybe that's what it is. Look at me. I'm coaching myself right in front of y'all. This is like real time. But either way, I get up and I go do something, stretch my legs, pet the dogs, you know, I just sort of walk away in between each one. So figure out what it is that you need, what you're feeling during those transition times, and that will help you find a different or an alternate way to meet that goal. For the end of the day one, this is kind of another thing I like about transitions. Give your brain a few signals that the day is winding down. And the way I like to do that is to create that routine or ritual. So, like, I have a whole routine. Like, we eat dinner. My husband does the dishes because I cook. I know I'm so lucky, but he cleans up. And then I sit on the couch. That's when I do my assessment. That's when I start scrolling. Then we watch one show. Then I go wash my face. Like, I have these sort of patterns of things that I do in the evening, just like I do in the morning, that sort of cues my brain, hey, this is winding down. This is what we do to wind down. Okay, the last area that I want. So we've talked about your environment. We've talked about your daily routines. We talked about those sneaky transition times, finding out where those are. And then the last one I want to talk to you all about, and this is another area that I coach a lot in maintenance, is emotional and habit-based eating plus food rules. So I want you to think about, a lot of us think that even when we're in maintenance, that emotional eating, that if we have emotions, right, that it's always going to win, that we're going to feel like the only way for me to not emotionally eat, you know, Cheetos or Oreos or whatever, is to just not have them, right? And so we think that a lot of us think that that's keep not keeping those in the house is some sort of ding. Like, if you choose to just not have them in the house, that you really aren't in maintenance, because actually maintenance means that you could be around any food and like not lose your mind or whatever. And I don't think that's always true. I think that not choosing not to have certain foods in the house, I think that's just a form of self-care and self-love, because this is about like, it's not really about not having foods in the house okay, let me think about how to say this. It's not necessarily that keeping not having foods in your house means you're weak or that you can't control yourself. It's really just that you know your relationship with certain foods. That's what maintenance to me is. Maintenance to me is knowing yourself well enough that you can set up your environment and your routines, you can acknowledge your transition times. It's really just about the connection that you have with yourself and the relationship that you know you have with certain foods. You are not a more powerful maintainer if you can just sit in a bathtub full of donuts and not eat one. Okay, that would be disgusting. I probably would not eat one if I was sitting in the donuts, but you know what I'm trying to say, right? It doesn't mean like you're better at maintenance if you can be around every single food and not lose your mind when you're in your house, right? It doesn't necessarily have to mean that. You don't have to graduate to being someone who can keep every food around if those foods don't serve you, right? Maybe over time, you can work on that if it's something you want to work on, but it doesn't mean you're better at maintenance. Maintenance is about knowing your relationship with food and honoring it, and not trying to live up to some idealized version of what we think a person in maintenance does. So remember, emotional eating is always going to pop up, you guys. Your job isn't to never feel emotions or never to feel those urges, but to just respond to it differently. That's what somebody in maintenance does, right? You say things like, this is just an urge, and I know how to ride these out. This is just an urge, and I don't eat over these anymore. Right? It's not always about not having urges and being like, oh, yes, I can sit around a whole thing of donuts, which are literally sitting on my counter right now. My husband went to the store this morning and bought donuts for my friend who's in town. It's not about like being at a place where I can be like, they don't tempt me at all anymore. That's not maintenance. I mean, it could be, but for me, it's about noticing, oh my God, donuts are in the house. I so want to eat like seven of them today. Or noticing, like, I need to get the good ones before my kids eat my favorite. That's maintenance. It's hearing that and going, okay, let's calm down, Christy. We can get donuts again whenever we want. Like, we have more yummy food if someone does eat all the yummy donuts. We have other things we could eat that we like as well, just as well. That's to me what maintenance is. Okay. So, kind of to sum this up, and then we're going to get to some coaching here. Maintenance doesn't have to be harder, guys. It's just different. It's just different. We got to allow ourselves to be like babies again. If you're just new to maintenance, let yourself be a beginner and think to yourself, hey, it's important. I just need to evolve my tools now. I might need to tweak some things. And small shifts that you can make in your environment, those routines, if you let all of your weight loss routines go, you might just need to make some tweaks to them, but don't let them go completely. Identify the transition times that you might have in your life that you've found yourself going back to old habits. Sort of just setting yourself up by not thinking, well, I'm in maintenance. I should be able to just not overeat anymore. That's BS, y'all. I mean, those of us that came to know BS, we're here for a reason. We have a relationship with food that's probably going to require, well, this is going to sound cheesy, but maintenance. We have to maintain our relationship with food. So, as usual, I'm going to give you all a homework assignment. Do it on your own. Come do it in the Facebook group, whatever. But I think it's really important. One of the things that I love to say is don't listen to these calls and think, oh, yeah, that's really good. I need to do that. And then do nothing. That's not helpful, right? We just become serial researchers. We want to be serial appliers. Okay. So think about this. If anything that I've said to you today has resonated with you, then here's your homework assignment. I want you to notice an environmental cue, maybe one routine that's gotten slack, maybe a transition time that you sort of have allowed to slip a little bit back into habit eating, and maybe one thought about food rules or emotional eating that's not serving you anymore. Just pick one from each of the four areas that I talked about, jot them down, and then pick one to work on and explore a little bit more. If you get stuck, hey, guess what? Bring it to me and ask coaches. Because then I'll take a break after I answer your question, right? Or you can post in the Facebook group, or you can come back next month and raise your hand on a call. But these are four sneaky areas that I feel like even in maintenance, we need to be focused on. Okay? All right, enough of my soapbox. I see Sarah's got her hand raised, so I'm going to bring her up. And while she's coming up, guys, I'm going to read her Facebook post for those of you that wanted to know what her question was. So I know I got to scroll because I had it open and then it went away. There she comes. Okay, Sarah, hold on. I'm going to read your question. I wish they would change my picture on my maintenance reminder. That is an old picture. Hey, Sarah.
Hey.
Okay, I'm gonna read your question real quick. Just so, and look, now I can't find it. God darn it. Okay, here we go. So she tagged me on Facebook and she said, "Hey, Christy Davis, I'm almost at my goal. Congratulations, Sarah. And I'm interested to hear what you did differently when you decided you didn't need to lose weight, any more weight. Also, just part two question, when you did decide again to go lower, what changed?" And then she says, "I know maintenance will be some more food than I eat now. Obviously, I'm in a calorie deficit losing, and I don't want to stay in a deficit. I just like a plan, and I'm interested in knowing how you planned your maintenance." Such a good question. And I was so excited that you answered it and that you're here today. Wait, and she put on makeup for us, y'all.
I did.
You did. You look beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay, so do you mind if I ask you a couple questions before I
Of
answer?
course.
Okay, so you said I'm in a calorie deficit, and how you were your question to me was, how did I decide that I didn't want to lose any more weight? Like, what did I change? Right? Okay, so my question to you is, what are you doing now that you would change to stop your calorie deficit? How would you stop it?
Well, more food would stop it,
Okay.
obviously.
Do you want to eat more food?
Yeah.
Okay, why?
Okay. Why?
Yeah.
Well, I just find like the stopping at enough is always less food than I want to eat,
Okay.
I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, it always feels like I could eat more. And because I know, like, I'm an ex tracker, tracked everything.
Yeah.
I mean, last time I lost weight with macros, I then did like a little like reverse diet kind of thing and tracked at maintenance for a while. So, like, I know I can eat more food and maintain my weight. I gained weight back because I stopped tracking and went off the rails on
Okay, so can
other
I'm going to
things.
stop you just right there too, because there you just had a thought error that popped up and I just want to point it out to you.
Okay.
You said I gained weight because I stopped tracking.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to say that it wasn't the amount I was eating when I was tracking my maintenance. It was because I had days where I even not like when I decided I wasn't going to track on a day, it was a free for all.
Right. So you gained weight because you had a free for all.
Yes.
It wasn't because you stopped
No,
tracking.
it wasn't because I stopped tracking. It was,
Right. Okay,
yeah.
good. Good. Okay, go
Yeah.
ahead.
It wasn't the amount of food I was eating when I was tracking. But
So,
that,
okay.
yeah.
So I totally get that. I am also a recovering tracker. Thank you, Weight Watchers, and all the things. I mean, right? Like, that's why when we, in the old version of the No BS course, the first thing we taught was planning. You remember that when you first took the No BS? I was like so excited because I was like, ooh, planning rules. I love it. Yes. I was so attracted to that, right? Because it was what I knew. I loved writing down things and I loved doing that. It felt very comfortable to me, right? But let me ask you, Sarah, like you said, stopping it enough. I just want to eat more. And so, why do you want to eat more? Why do you want to eat more than your body needs?
Because I feel like when I'm losing weight, enough is not enough, I guess.
Right? Enough for what?
Yeah, it's enough
Yeah,
for
I know. Good
me.
question, right? You're like, bitch, you're the coach. I don't know.
Yeah,
Answer. Right?
exactly.
Enough for what, though? Feels like not enough. Enough for what?
Yeah, I guess it's enough to get me through my day. It's
Okay.
probably, but I said, like, if I kept eating this way, wouldn't I be like, 120 pounds?
This is a that is such a good question. And now we're getting to what your Steve is freaking out about, right? Do you have a name for your habit brain?
No.
Okay. I'm just going to call him your Steve then, because Steve is the guy who lives in my brain. He's the one that's usually running my show. So your Steve is now worried. He's predicting. He's like, oh my God, let me tell you what I'm worried about over here. If we keep eating like this, we're just eventually going to be like 4 pounds, right? And funnily enough, I had the same thought when Corinne first started teaching level ups. I was like, oh, here's how she gets us to all eat clean. She's constantly telling us we always need to be leveling up our food. So eventually we'll all just be eating chicken and broccoli, right? But the truth is, eventually, what do you think would happen? If you kept eating like this, what do you think would happen?
I don't know.
Okay, that's better than what your brain is saying right now. Because that's an already leveled up thought, right? Because the thought you had before was, well, if I keep eating like this, I'm just going to keep losing weight and I'm just going to eventually be like 100 pounds and then right? But the truth is you don't know. You don't know, right? If you keep eating as you are, maybe you would just lose all the way down to, I don't know, some crazy number. But also, maybe you would just sort of level out and your body would just find that set point weight. Have you listened to the maintenance course about set point weight and happy weight and all
Yes.
that? Okay, I highly recommend going back and listening to it again. Okay, because now I'm going to answer it from my perspective. I wanted to hear your answer first, right?
Okay.
And so here's what we discovered with your answer, right? You want to eat more than your body needs because of a thought you have about where you're going on the scale. So it's emotional, right? If you want to keep eating more than your body needs because of a thought that you have about where you're going on the scale, right? Because I always want more. Well, why do I want more than my body actually needs? Oh, because I'm worried that I'm going to get down to some kind of number and I'll just keep losing weight. And I feel like I need to do something to stop this deficit. Which makes sense because every other diet you've ever done, that's how they do it, right? It's like even Weight Watchers, y'all, even Weight Watchers. Did you ever do Weight Watchers?
Oh yeah, many
Okay.
times.
Do you remember their maintenance program? Do you remember how they told you to get into maintenance?
I never got to maintenance because I would binge on 0 point foods.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Here's their maintenance. Well, I don't know what it is now because y'all, I haven't done Weight Watchers in like forever and a day. But at the time that I was doing Weight Watchers, their maintenance plan was you added 5 points to your day. So you just added five more points. Now, again, they don't teach you how to listen to your body or any of that. So even however many points you got when you were losing weight, who knows if that was right, whatever, whatever. But their maintenance plan was just to add, which is essentially add more food or add more, higher calorie, but like whatever it was, right? It was just adding more food. So it makes sense that those of us that have lost weight in with traditional diets like Weight Watchers and macros and all that stuff, when we come to No BS and our maintenance looks different, your brain is just reverting to, I have to do something to stop losing weight. What if that's not true?
I don't know.
Right?
And I'm like, because I've never been this size before. And it's weird to me. And then I get thoughts that like I'm gonna lose all my muscles.
I know. And Steve, I mean, listen, I'm talking to your brain like we're friends. Steve, I hear you. I hear your fears. I get it. Totally get it. Okay, I'm gonna write down your fears, Steve. What are you worried about? Oh, you're worried you're gonna lose all your muscle. Okay. All right. I see that. What else are you worried about? I'm worried that
Ruin my metabolism.
I'm gonna ruin, oh my God, I'm gonna ruin my metabolism. Right. One time I had a client tell me, I'm worried that I'm going to develop an eating disorder. Right. Like all kinds of stuff. And these are fears that you're having. And do you see that if I think that, if I think I'm worried I'm going to lose all my muscle, what was it? Oh, shit. I already forgot the first one. What was the
My
first one? My
metabolism.
metabolism. I'm worried I'm going to ruin my metabolism. I'm not going to give you the eating disorder one because that wasn't yours. But I'm worried I'm going to lose all my muscle. I'm worried I'm going to ruin my metabolism. If I put that in the thought line of the think, feel, do, remember back in the day when we used to do those, right? If I put that in the thought line, what is my action line going to look like?
I don't know.
If I have a fear that I'm going to ruin my metabolism and I'm going to lose all my muscle if I keep losing weight, how is my brain going to protect me?
Gain weight.
Hell to the yeah.
Yeah.
I need to gain weight. I'm going to start eating more because I'm afraid, right? I'm going to sneak in a little more. And then y'all know we have a thought, and then all the justifications come in. All the reasons that that little overeating and that eating a little more here and there, all of those justifications come in. And some of those justifications feel really freaking true, don't they? Like, oh, I need to like, remember back in the day when I need protein 30 minutes after a workout. That was a rule that I thought was true, right? So that's how this happens. So if you have the belief that I'm going to ruin my metabolism and I'm going to lose all my muscle, then your action line is going to eventually look like overeating, right? Sneaky stuff here, justified overeating, those kinds of things. But what if, Sarah, what if we could just remember that we lost our weight in a way that we never have before. And so we're probably going to maintain it in a way that we never have before. And it's just unknown. But we're open to the idea. I'm back to kind of what I said at the top of the call. If I just keep doing the things that got me here, if I just keep doing them, then I'm going to maintain my weight and my body is going to level out. Can you be curious about that?
Well, then how do you know when you're at maintenance?
Okay, now I'm going to answer the question for you. I said like 10 minutes ago that I was going to answer the question. And then I didn't. What a loser. But here I go. Because here's the thing. I wanted to talk to you about you first before I told you about me, right? Because one of the other things that I know about myself too is when I was always doing something new, I was always looking to the experts and I wanted to mimic and copy and find out what they were doing. But I wanted you to have your say and know what Sarah's thinking, right? Before I told you me. Okay, so here's my personal journey. Now, guys, again, this is me personally. I'm not saying this is for everyone. I just am going to tell you how I did it for me. But this may not be you, okay? And you're like, well, great. Then why even tell me? This is not going to be helpful. It might be you, okay? I truly feel like my maintenance range chose me. That sounds so freaking hokey, but I'm going to say it again. I really feel like my maintenance range chose me. And what I mean by that is I stopped letting the numbers be the reason that I kept doing my habits. Darlene Price said this on somebody's comment in the maintenance page. Somebody asked, "Oh, was it you, sir?" Oh,
Probably me.
I think she commented on you and she said something about habits and she picked a lifestyle. It was scary as fuck for me to, ooh, I just said the F word. I think I'm banned now. It was scary for me to do that. It was scary for me to really not let the scale be the decider for me. I mean, Weight Watcher said I had to weigh this. Society says I should weigh this. Like, I just want to see this number on the scale so I can feel good about myself because I feel like this is normal, you know, like whatever. It was really scary for me to just say, hey, Christy, you know what? It's okay if you want these habits. And then let's just see what the scale equals when you are so happy with your habits. And then can we just love that number? What do you think?
Okay. No, it's just like a different concept in my mind, because I'm like I don't know how much, if I'm at maintenance, if I want to lose a couple more pounds, but then I'm like, you just wait, and then maybe eventually you stop losing. Then you're like, oh, I'm in maintenance. You don't just like, because I always had before like a target weight, target day that the diet is over, regardless, and then we go to maintenance.
Yes, I know, right? But I'm going to say what I said earlier again. We lost it differently. We're going to maintain it differently. But see how your brain's saying things like, well, I always did it this way.
I know. I'm like a
So good to
planner and I
know.
need to.
No, but it's so good to know this. Listen, this is, I listen, this is great to know. This is great that we're talking about this, right? Because your brain is just, it doesn't know. So when our brains don't know, they go to the Rolodex of your past because we like certainty. We want to know, like, what is maintenance supposed to look like? And we've never maintained our weight, no BS style, right? So our brain's like, okay, well, I guess we're doing it this way. We declare we're in maintenance. And because it's based on whatever, you know, some people do it on the BMI, some people, whatever, like, whatever you normally would do it under, normally, like in your past, right? And that's how we do it. What I'm asking is, do you think you could be open to the idea? I'm curious to see if I just kept going with my habits. I wonder what will happen with my weight. I promise you, Sarah, if you get down to like 48 pounds and can't get out of bed, I will eat these words and I will be like, all right, y'all, I was wrong. We do need to decide to stop losing weight. Look at Sarah. She's like, you know, I mean, maybe it won't happen. Like maybe my body will just sort of equalize, and the amount of food that I'm comfortable eating with the amount of calories I burn each day, then I know we don't count calories, y'all. You know what I'm just saying it for illustrative purposes, right? Maybe it will all just kind of normalize and equalize, right? But my question to you, Sarah, is we got to go back, right? We got to go back to that first thing you said to me, which was, stopping it enough is just less food than I want to eat. That's where your work is. The answer is why? Is it because I'm fearing that I'm ruining my metabolism and I'm losing too much weight and I don't want to get too thin and I'm going to lose all my muscles and da 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 da. If that's the set of thoughts that are driving why stopping it enough is scary to you, or less food than you want, let's find that out. Or is it stopping at enough is less food than I want because I just want to eat more because fill in the blank. I'm looking for comfort. I'm looking for relief. Everybody else gets to eat more than me, and that's not fair. Food is my joy in my life, and I hate that I can't have more of it. Like, let's understand that.
Well, I think, well, definitely, like, food is like a big joy in my life. Like, I love to cook, I love to bake, I love planning my meals. Like, I mean, there's not enough meals in the week to eat everything I want to eat. Like, I get excited about it. Like, I love it. And then, but yeah, like I said, like you said, I have been noticing like sneaky thoughts coming in now, like, oh, you know, you're at a weight, you're close to maintenance, so you can have a little more here and a little more here. And
That is my number one excuse that I say all the time. So with my private clients, we create, I call them bolo boards, be on the lookout boards, like be on the lookout for this excuse. And my number one on my be on the lookout board is you can afford it. It is my number one permissive excuse. You can afford it. Steve says it all the time, especially now because I'm a little lower. I'm at the low end of my maintenance range. So he's really loud with it now. Like, you know, in the beginning, I was talking about I'm watching a movie today with my family and like the, oh, he totally said this morning, oh, we can do that now because you're low. Right. But the question is, when I hear him say that, when I feel the urge, right? Because you can catch it on the feelings line. I feel the urge to eat this stuff. Or I can catch when I hear him say, oh, you're good. You can afford it. Sometimes I catch it on the thought line. Sometimes I catch it on the feeling line. Sometimes I don't catch it until I'm in the action of like, oh, yeah, pass me the milk duds. Right. I can say to myself, wait a minute, hold on. Is this the kind of eater I wanted to be? Because you journaled this morning that you really wanted to have Big H hunger for dinner. You said that's what you wanted. Why are we eating milk duds and popcorn and candy and all that right now? You said you wanted to be this way. Let's check, right? This is why we chase habits and not a number. Because I'm chasing a person I want to be and a relationship I want to have with food. I'm not chasing a number on the scale. So that's why I had to make sure that I like my habits all the way down. Make sense?
No, yeah, that totally makes sense.
Yeah. And this is muddy. Right? You're gonna have to listen to this call back, right? Because I know your brain is like thinking things while I'm talking and it's gonna take a while to process all this. Totally normal, right? Like it's totally normal. You're gonna have to watch this back, right? Which brings me sort of to the second question you asked on Facebook. I'm not gonna pull it up because it'll take me a minute to find it, but you asked me, how did I know to lose more weight? It was something along those lines, right? Did you ask me that?
Yeah, it was kind of like, well, if you're living the life that you want and you stop losing weight, then how come it,
How did I lose more
I guess.
weight? Yeah, that's a really good question. For those of you that don't know, my first goal weight with No BS was 175. I don't know why I picked that number. My brain tells me it's probably because it was Corinne's number. And again, I was a little bit of a copier. So I was like, oh, yeah, that sounds good. You know, I don't know. It was like I just threw a dart, right? So I hung out there for, gosh, I mean, I think when I became the maintenance coach, I was probably about 175. And I hung out there. And then the last, I would say, year and a half or so, I dropped another 20 pounds. And so the question is like, if I was happy at 175, why did I lose more or how did I lose more? Good. That's a really good question.
Oh.
And I was happy with my habits at 175. Totally. I was totally happy. I liked the way I was eating. I was very, very happy there. And then I started, not started, but I continued to journal on my relationship with myself and my relationship with food. I was comfortable there. I liked my clothes. I did the whole thing. But then, as I just kept the routine of checking in with myself each day and really questioning, was that because the truth was I was overeating, but I was okay with it. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, I'm okay with that. Like, I'm okay that I go to the movies and eat my face off. I'm okay with that. And I was, right? But over time, as I sort of kept cultivating the relationship with myself every morning, what I realized was I think I'm in a place where I can let some of this go now. I don't feel as much scarcity anymore. I noticed that, like, I wasn't like feeling super panicky when my kids were standing around the box of donuts. I wasn't having the thoughts like, are they going to take my favorite one? I need to go eat it real quick. I need to go pull it out, set it aside. I wasn't feeling that anymore. So I was like, I think I'm evolving a little bit here. And so I just started letting go of some of the overeats that I was actually okay with because I could maintain my weight of 175 with them. And I was like, I think I could probably just let this go. I was able to get a little more, I don't know if brave is the right word, but I was able to get a little more sort of curious about, could I just leave all this and not care about it? Whereas before I was eating it and I was able to maintain. But it took a while. I kind of had to hang out there. Gosh, I was probably at 175 for like maybe 2 years. But I kept doing the stuff. I kept the journaling. I kept connecting to myself. I kept learning about myself. I kept watching out for my food rules and things that I just thought were really, really important to me. And then I just started to question them over time. Like, is this really important to me? Is it really the most fun to go to the movies and walk away feeling really sick? Like, is that what's creating my fun here? And I let go of those things, and it just ended up being about 20 pounds worth of weight over a long time, like a year and something, right? Because it was slow. Is that really about that? And then again, this is why I say I think my maintenance range now, the one I'm in now, which is about 150 to 155, I feel like it chose me. You know why, Sarah? Because I just keep eating the way that I want to, and I'm maintaining my weight. I'm not still losing. I've leveled out.
Okay, so it wasn't like a conscious decision, like I'm going to get 20 more pounds off.
Nope.
I'm leveling up everything right now.
No, exactly. It wasn't.
Yeah.
Now, guys, this is what I'm saying. I'm not saying this is everyone's experience. Some people pick a weight, pick a number, they work to get there, they do their best to fall in love with their habits on the way down. Some people do that for real, right? That just wasn't my experience. I knew that I needed to be a little bit more, maybe less sort of rule number driven, because that's super triggering for me. Like, I spent so many years like calculating if I lost a half a pound a week, then by this date, I'll weigh this. Like, I did that for so long. I knew that this time around, it needed to be about my habits and it needed to be about the life that I wanted to have. And the relationship I wanted to have with food and myself. Because the number was super, it required a lot of mind management. And I just didn't want to do it that way. Thoughts?
I have a hard time being on the spot, but it's a lot to think about. 'Cause I said, I've always like been like, okay, a plan, like you said, I'm going to be in maintenance. I'm going to have, one meal a day where I eat a little more than enough and, or however that works, or one extra snack a day, or I don't know. That's how my mind's thinking.
And it's okay, right? Because your brain is looking for rules, your brain is looking for structure, right? And you can give that to yourself. You can say, for now, my plan for maintenance is to continue eating the way that I am. That's my plan. Are you overeating at all right now? Ever?
Yeah, like not that much, but it
Okay.
happens.
Do
I
you
still have a
care?
hard time even deciding enough, or if it's a few bites too much, or.
Okay. So maybe the structure you're looking for now is to really start paying attention to where my enough is. I want to just keep developing that and being super in tune with that. And that's the structure. And I'll just see what happens with the scale. My hunch is, Sarah, it's going to level out. The scale's going to level out. Like, you're going to naturally just sort of get to a place where your current eating habits, if you are, if they're ones you like, will just sort of level your weight out. That's my hunch. Now, I'm going to like blow everything up that I just said. You can totally make a plan if you want. You can be like, you know what? I'm going to experiment to see if this plan, and we could fill in the blank with that, equals maintenance. I'm going to allow 2 overeats a week. It'll be with these foods, you know, da 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 da, like whatever. You can totally plan it out. And then you can be like, and I'll just see if that is gets me the number that I want and if I can maintain that. If you like that structure, I think that's awesome. Be open to what that might be. So if you had to guess, right, how many times a week do you think you could overeat and maintain your, let's just say you were at your goal right now. How many overeats do you think you could have a week and maintain that?
Well, it depends what an overeat is. Like, if it's, I mean, I've overeaten on like 2 rice cakes, which is really, I could probably do that a couple times a day. But if I have like a big meal out, maybe just like one big restaurant meal out a week.
Okay. So I would, if I wanted to go the planning maintenance route, I would write that out. I would be like, okay, here's the deal, Sarah. If I'm going to maintain my weight and I want to plan, I want to know how to do it. Like I want a prescription, right? Because that's kind of what it sounds like to me. I want some like structure, right? I'm going to overeat one time if it's like a meal and I'm eating out and it's sort of like a, back in the day when we did the hunger scale, you know, like maybe a +3 or something like that. Like, then it's probably, I'm gonna just say, I'm gonna do one of those a week and really no overeating any other time. But if it's like a couple of bites at home, whatever, I'll say I can do that 2 times. Okay, let's see if those, that structure works for you in maintaining your goal. I'm all for that. I'm all for that. You get to decide. Right. And I know maybe that's not what you want me to hear, wanted to hear. Maybe you wanted me to tell you definitively like what to do. That's not no BS, right? Like that's not how we roll. Everybody's got to figure this out for themselves. My hunch is that initially the structure is going to feel real comforting to you because the other stuff is so foreign, like trusting yourself and being curious and being patient and waiting to see what happens feels like, ah! You know, our brains just want certainty. I get it. Right. So you can try the certainty route and just be like, all right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have one overeat if it's like going out to eat. But if it's staying at home, I'm going to limit it to two or, you know, three. And then I'm just going to see what happens with the scale, see if that is my maintenance formula. And maybe that will work for you. And I think that's amazing.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
It's hard.
I know she's like, don't.
It's also new, so new to me. I'm like, even though, like I said, yesterday, like I went out and bought pants in a size like I've never bought before. And then, like, my brain's like, oh, you could have a little treat tonight. You can do this.
But you know what's so cool, Sarah? This is the, okay. Remember when I said when I was doing my little spiel at the top, I said, this is what maintenance is. Maintenance is knowing your thoughts. Maintenance is knowing that your brain says that. And then hearing Steve say that and be like, that's the funniest thing. Look at you, right? Look at you thinking like we can have more food and da 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 da. And you totally could. I mean, if you want to be like, yes, I like that reason. I'm going to let being wearing this size pants mean I can eat more food. I think that's a slippery slope. I think that's dangerous a little bit because then, you know, you give them a foot, they'll take a mile or whatever that stupid saying is, right? But I love that you noticed your brain said that. Like, that's maintenance, right? Maintenance is not about never having an urge because that's an urge, right? Like, about, oh, we can have this now. Oh, I just had an urge to go buy Auntie Anne's pretzels because they smell so good or whatever, right? It's not about never having those. It's about noticing that that's what that is. And then saying things like, oh, I don't eat over urges anymore, or I'm not that kind of eater, you know? Yeah. Okay, watch this back. Come back to Facebook or ask coaches or DM me on Facebook if you have more specific questions about this. But you're on the right track, and that's what I want you to know. Now you have two different paths to go. You have the path that is totally new, which is what I said in the beginning. Just keep going with the way you're eating now, and let's see what happens with the scale, right? Let's just see if you do get down to like some ridiculous number. Let's see, right? But then the other path is write a prescription for yourself. This is the maintenance plan that I'm experimenting with this week, and I'm going to see what happens. And then we can tweak that as we go if that feels more comfortable to you. Okay.
Okay. So I don't need to label myself like I'm in maintenance, I'm in weight loss mode. I can just be.
You can label yourself if you want. You know what label I would give you?
What's that?
I'm a person that's figuring out my relationship with food and myself. That's the mode I'm in.
Yeah, no. That sounds good.
Yeah. And it's true, right? And
Yeah.
honestly, I mean, here I am. I've been sitting at this maintenance range for a while. Will I get lower? I don't know. I'll let you know. I'm not right now, I don't think, because I like my habits and it's keeping me at this number. Will I want to tweak more habits? Maybe. I don't know. Right? I'm just kind of going with this is where I am right now. I like the way I'm doing it. This feels good. And my weight happens to kind of just be hanging around with these habits. Yeah. Okay. Thank
Awesome.
you so much for your question. I bet you helped a bunch. I haven't even been paying
Oh,
attention to
thank you.
Elizabeth says so helpful. This is such a helpful call. Look, okay, I'm going to go back and read the chat later. But yeah, really, this is why we ask questions, guys. This is why we have this maintenance group because Sarah, you're not the only one that has this question.
Okay.
Good
No, this
one. Thanks for
is
coming on.
thank
All
you.
right. Take care, hon.
Talk to
See
you next
ya.
time.
Okay, let's see. I'm going to put you back down. All right. Ah, change role to attendee. Okay, I think we have another person with their hand raised. I know we're over time, guys, but I'm gonna see if I can pull Darlene up real quick. Promote to panelists. Darlene, I hope you have a quick question because we're already a little bit over, and I know some people have lives to lead, but maybe if this is on the replay, you can listen to it in a couple sessions. All right, Darlene, let's see what your question is real quick. See if can't sneak you in. I love that y'all are raising your hands. Hi, Darlene.
Hello.
Look at her with all her no BS. She's got no BS shirt on. She's got no BS blanket behind her. She is serious. Okay, what's your question? Let's see if we can answer it real quick.
I just wanted to say hi and
Oh, good.
check in. And after I went through my habits, I didn't do a deep dive habit thing, but I just looked at my habit tracker, you know.
Yeah.
And what I found was following the plan that I was going off a little bit more. So I put a goal down to stick to the plan 25, you know, times. So only miss 5 in the month.
Okay.
And overeating. I felt like I like Sarah, she was so good. But I'm gonna watch my little bit of overeats, like she said, you know, a tiny little bit here and there. So I just wanted to check in and say hi and
I think that's such a good plan, Darlene. Okay, first of all, let me celebrate you for just a second. Y'all, she got a habit tracker, right? Keep doing the things. If tra I have a habit tracker too. I track my overeats. I still track my overeats, right? Keep doing the things that got you here, right? So I think that's
right.
amazing. So good for you. And yes, if you are, and remind me, Darlene, are you outside of your maintenance range?
Yeah, well, when you said about you think your range chose you, like I'm 8 pounds higher than what I'd like to be. And then when you said that, I'm like, because I feel like it's so my number stayed exactly the same for weeks and it moved twice. It like 2 days ago, it went down almost a half a pound. And I'm like, so it's been super easy to stay at this weight. So I think I have to think about why do I feel like I want that 8 pounds?
Oh my
I
God,
don't
Darlene,
know.
I just got the chill bumps.
Yeah, that was huge. When you
That's
said that, I'm
such a good
like,
question. Yeah.
because, but maybe I'll be like you, that when you said evolving, that's what I feel like I want to do too. I feel like I'm evolving, and it's certain aspects are getting easier because, like Sarah, I lost a lot of weight in my, you know, losing gain and losing gain. I got to maintenance, like you said, for 5 minutes in my other programs, and then it was back on.
Yeah.
And so I've never done it this way before. So I wrote this down. I have all my stuff. I wrote this down. You lose your weight in a way that you never did before. And I'm going to keep it off in a way that I never did before.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah. So good, Darlene. You're killing it. And thanks for all your support for everybody on Facebook. Darlene's a great cheerleader and she has lots of good answers. So we appreciate your participation. It's good to
I
see.
just love the program.
All
Love.
right.
I just want
Good.
every woman needs it.
I know, right? I know.
I
Y'all, we
know
need to
you really
start. We need
do.
to be a movement. This needs to be a movement.
If you don't need it for weight loss, you need it for other aspects of your life. It's just Game changer.
Preach, preach. Just want to give her the platform and let her keep talking. So true.
As I say, love you, see you, bye.
Okay, love you, see you, bye, darling. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Thanks, everybody. I hope you got a lot out of this call. Remember your homework at the top of that. What I said, you know, go through, come up with a, you know, environmental, routine, transition time, emotional, write one out for each of your areas, and then pick one. Just pick one to start working on. And, you know, come to the Facebook group, post, let us know how you're doing, or I will see you in May. Happy Saturday, everybody. If you're in the path of the storms, please stay safe. All right, guys, see ya.